Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, January 18th, 2016. I'm Jason Powell. Before we get to the news, just a quick heads up for .net members that we have launched a new members RSS feed. I'll keep it brief and simply direct you to the main page of the member site for more details. Or you can always check out the RSS podcast feed that's available at all times in the upper right corner of the website. We now have separate RSS feeds for each member's audio show, which is a nice perk that I know some of you have been hoping for. But again, I'll keep it brief. Just check there if you're listening on the website. And if you haven't been able to access certain audio shows over the weekend, I think the only one that you might be missing right now, if you haven't switched the feed by now, it would be the Pretentious Pro Wrestling Podcast from over the weekend. And it's a good show. The guys get together and conduct a five-round mock draft. They just set the rules that if they were starting a promotion today, which five wrestlers would each of them want? And they take turns, and it's a 30-minute, I think, a little over 30-minute audio show, and some interesting choices. I do have to say that Jake Barnett is a dirty, rotten, filthy, stinking cheater, and if I played in a fantasy football league with him, I would not let him make the move that he made with his last pick. Shame on you, Jake Barnett. But again, a really good listen, so check that out, and be sure to visit the main page for all the details on the new RSS feed. Iron Mike Sharp has died at age 64. He was found in his apartment in Hamilton, Ontario over the weekend, according to a report by Mike Johnson over at PWInsider.com. No official word yet on the cause of death, but Sharp has been battling some serious health issues in recent years. Mike reporting that even lost a leg due to circulation issues. And I think it's safe to say that Mike Sharp would appear in a top 10 or even a top 5 of all-time favorite enhancement workers for longtime pro wrestling fans. And he's definitely in my top 5, no doubt about it. He was always billed as Canada's greatest athlete. And I always got a kick out of that, especially considering that at the time, you know, in the 80s, when Mike Sharp was all over WWE television as an enhancement guy, Wayne Gretzky was like at his peak of his NHL career with 8 consecutive MVP awards that started in the 1979-1980 season. Sharp was always one of like the loudest wrestlers in the ring. You could always hear him, and he just commanded your attention on those syndicated television shows that WWE put out that were just filled with squash matches. He was also a nice early stepping stone for some wrestlers, and that he would get occasional wins. So when a newer wrestler came in and beat him, it was kind of a step up from, you know, maybe they just face one of the true jobber types early, and then when they faced Mike Sharp, it was like, okay, this is a little bit more of a test for that guy, because Sharp would win occasionally. A very colorful character inside the ring and out. I remember Hulk Hogan telling stories in interviews about Sharp being such a germaphobe that he would work that opening match of a show, still be showering as they're trying to close the building, or certainly after the main event. It was sad to hear of his passing, and I had no idea that in later years life had become so difficult for Sharp. Certainly my condolences to his friends, family, and his fans. And worth noting that as of this update, as I'm recording this anyway, WWE has yet to acknowledge the death of Mike Sharp. Hopefully it's just a matter of time. I mean, this is, as I'm recording this, fairly new news, and so hopefully they will not only acknowledge it on the website, but also on tonight's WWE Raw show. On a much lighter note and in much happier news, it is Royal Rumble week. I'm actually getting excited now about my favorite match of the year. You know, no matter how good or bad the previous year's Rumble matches, or in this case, how bad the last couple of years have been, I always look forward to the next Royal Rumble event. And this one is no exception because, you know, granted, it looks like a three-man race in a lot of ways with Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and in my opinion, the unadvertised at this point, Triple H. But there's always surprises in the Rumble, and you never know if this is going to be the year where they give us a big twist by trying to make a new star or spinning the main event of WrestleMania even in an unexpected direction. I think there's a lot of different scenarios. I think most of them, the likely ones, would seem to involve Reigns, Lesnar, and maybe Hunter, but you just never know. And keep in mind that a good Royal Rumble match, we haven't seen this as much in recent years, but a good Royal Rumble match, they tell some great stories. It's not just about who wins. It's not just a glorified battle royal where everyone's standing around waiting for spots, there's some good stories that can be told in a Rumble match, and I really hope we see that on Sunday, whether it's somebody from the undercard having a really good run, whether it's a surprise, you know, everyone expects AJ Styles in there. If he does, how do they treat him? How is he booked? And does he eliminate a bunch of people? Is it a very forgettable thing, kind of like Hideo Itami's WrestleMania Battle Royal appearance? There's so many different things to watch for, so I'm looking forward to that. And of course, live coverage of the Royal Rumble Sunday night at ProWrestling.net. I'll have you covered beginning with the kickoff show at 6 Central, 7 Eastern time, and then Jake Barnett and I will be by on Sunday night after the show with our member-exclusive audio review as we do for all of the WWE pay-per-view events. It is worth noting that the Rumble goes head-to-head with the NFC Championship game. I know for some of you football and wrestling fans, this is a pretty disappointing development. I am with you. But those of you who are watching the game and don't plan to watch the, maybe you just want to find out the results of the Rumble, obviously you can follow along with my live review. And I definitely recommend avoiding the internet if you are hoping to avoid the game or the Rumble results on Sunday. But let's say you're watching the game live and the Rumble on delay. Turn off those notifications on your phone that WWE likes to send out. You can do it. Or just turn your damn phone off until you've seen the Rumble. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to record. It'll be the Carolina Panthers hosting the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday night at the same time as the Rumble. So I haven't decided if I'm going to record that or just kind of keep an eye on it yet. I may be in the same boat as some of you who are hoping to watch both of those without any spoilers whatsoever. I'm not quite sure. I'm more interested, I got to admit, even though I've obviously former .NET staffer Chris Shore, huge fan of the Carolina Panthers. Good luck to him. And then .NET member and good friend Efren. I don't know if he wants his last name out there, but he is a big fan of the Arizona Cardinals, a season ticket holder. And so good luck to him. I'm not going to choose sides in this one. I'm more interested in the Patriots and Broncos game because as a Viking fan, I learned long ago you need a fallback team, and for me that team has always been the Denver Broncos. And so I'm really, you know, as much I'm not a Patriot hater like a lot of people are, but I really respect what they've done. I think it's going to be a real battle for Denver to advance, but if they can, I will be very excited. But anyway, let's get back to wrestling. I have a tendency to veer off into football, as members know, at this time of year. I'm really every time of year. But tonight's Raw is that go home show for the Rumble. My bold prediction of the week, all right, I hope you're sitting down. This is a big one. Either Raw or SmackDown will conclude with the usual scene of a bunch of wrestlers fighting it out in the ring as the show goes off the air. Well, either Michael Cole or Mauro Ranallo remind us it's every man for himself on Sunday. All right, maybe it's not so bold. The only thing advertised so far for tonight's Raw is that Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman will appear on Chris Jericho's Highlight Reel talk show. I'm curious to see how this goes. You know, I mean, it may be simply about Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. You know, that may be the entire focus of it. But I hope it's actually, we're going to see some tension, some kind of a, even if it's a side story with Lesnar and Chris Jericho. Because, I mean, let's face it, Jericho's return is off to a slow start. And I certainly have left the door open that what comes off as kind of an obliviously dated routine right now is actually being done by design to set his character up for a heel run. If not, then I think it would be pretty cool if this segment were used to kind of launch Chris Jericho somehow, in addition to just showcasing Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. And I think WWE could really use a hot Chris Jericho as either a heel or a babyface right now. And we're just not getting that from his character. I think it's off to a slow start. Again, maybe by design, but I think it'd be pretty cool if we're going into this thinking about, it's probably about Lesnar and Reigns, and actually they build some tension with Jericho and Lesnar heading into the Rumble match to put a little more focus on Chris Jericho, who I really do think, you know, once they, if this isn't by design, okay, just let's find a way to get him back on track, and he can be a real contributor for WWE right now. I mentioned live coverage of the Rumble. I should also point out live coverage of Raw tonight, beginning with Raw pre-show notes a half hour before Raw goes on the air. I just do the highlights of that show. You can even follow me on Twitter. I always try to remember to put the matches that WWE advertises up on the Twitter page at Pro Wrestling Net. That's the key. That's why I cover the show. It's in addition to actually there being pretty good chemistry with the three main guys before Booker T got there. It got a little better last week. They do announce several matches for Raw. Well, I shouldn't say several. In some cases, two. two, maybe three. But if you are not a regular reader of our live coverage reviews, know that we do include real-time commentary. So it's not just kind of a recap of the show that you're probably watching live anyway. We give instant analysis on the show. And I've actually heard from several people in the business that do enjoy that aspect of our live television and pay-per-views coverage, is that they get that instant feedback. And from readers as well. But check it out for yourself with this week's live coverage of Raw tonight, of course. TNA Impact Wrestling on Tuesday nights. I cover that show. I'm filling in for Zach Zimmerman on his NXT live coverage on Wednesday, because Zach is actually in Mexico and taking in at least a couple. I don't know how many events he is taking in, pro wrestling events down there, but you can find his CMLL review of Friday's show on the main page today. And so Zach has been to Japan, and now he is down in Mexico, and so he is definitely getting a taste of international wrestling, which is very cool. I am envious. But also on SmackDown live coverage on Thursdays, done by Jake Barnett. And then again, of course, the Royal Rumble event coming up on Sunday. And it's not live coverage, but I also do Ring of Honor coverage with commentary. Again, all those have instant analysis. So if you are, maybe you're new to the podcast, you don't check out the site a lot, or you just assumed like, oh, live coverage, I'm watching the show, I don't need to read about it. Remember, instant analysis in there as well. Our question of the week was essentially a three-part question. Who do you have win the Royal Rumble? Why? And do you think there's any chance your scenario is actually going to happen? And .NET members, as they can always do, gave their answers in the new .NET audio section of the members forum. .NET member Assassin 5 listed Daniel Bryan, and he wrote, "He is the most over and can turn heel. Say he is the best in the world and team up with his wife and then look down on everyone. He could do some business with many of the new work rate people they have signed and set up a David versus Goliath match against Brock at WrestleMania. I do not think WWE will do it, since I do not think they want to clear him to wrestle, thus missing yet a huge opportunity with him during a time with no John Cena." Okay, in response to that, I got to say, as much as I would love to see Daniel Bryan return and even win the Rumble, I'm certainly open to that, I can't say I'm crazy about the idea of him turning heel, especially if you're going to set up a David versus Goliath formula, because that's a lot more fun if David is the underdog babyface. It's like David versus Goliath with David being the heel. I don't know that one plays so well. Not saying you can't turn Bryan eventually, but I think the live crowd wants to cheer him right now. And so I would definitely go in that direction. And WWE, I have no doubt in my mind, they want to clear him. You know, they would love nothing more than to have access to Daniel Bryan. I don't buy into any conspiracy theory that it's like something working against Bryan, as much as I just think that, you know, their physician has to feel he is good to go. And so I don't know if that's what you were saying, Assassin, but I wanted to sneak that in as well. .NET member GDT1985, he writes, AJ Styles. He says, "I realize it's a pipe dream, but I just can't shake the idea that the Rumble is a great way to simultaneously introduce someone and make them a star. A phenomenal, pun intended, performance in the Rumble would do that. For a more realistic choice, I'd go with anyone that causes them to drop the Roman Reigns story. I don't think it's working, and trying to force a repeat of Austin versus McMahon is tone deaf, like everything they do." And I will say that, because I don't think Daniel Bryan is, he's medically cleared, and if he is, awesome. I mean, that would maybe change my tune. I am with GDT here. I may have to ask some members to start including the real names for these, but I think it would be amazing if they created a new star. I don't think it's likely to happen, but if they create a new star by having AJ Styles win the vacant championship, if this were not a setup to WrestleMania, I would be more open to it happening even. Like, if this were something they were doing at SummerSlam somehow, just, let's say the Battle Royal, whatever circumstance you want to come up with, but Styles is, we'll just say he's entering a Battle Royal for the vacant championship or even for Reigns' championship. Well, maybe you do create a new star that way. I just don't know that Vince McMahon is going to go into Mania with a new WWE World Heavyweight Champion that is new to the WWE audience. I just, and I'm not saying there's not a way to do that and make it seem like a huge, great thing. It just doesn't seem like Vince McMahon's style. But I would absolutely love to see that happen. The Phase 5150 says AJ as well. "I would have him win with help from Balor Club so they can feud with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. And AJ works great with bigger guys, so the match would be a success. And if they felt the need to have the club members interfere so Brock is protected, so be it." He says the likelihood of this happening seems to be 30%. Wow. "Since WWE is shorthanded." On another note, I would say Daniel Bryan is about 40% chance of happening, since he isn't the biggest fan draw they have access to if they clear him. I think he meant is the biggest. I'm not quite sure there. He also says, if I could sneak in one more, I didn't see a limit. I would say Stone Cold win. Stone Cold Steve Austin. So we could have Lesnar versus Austin at Mania. And the winner could drop the title to a debuting AJ Styles on the Raw after Mania with a 0% chance of that happening. All right, we're on the same page there. But doesn't hurt to have some fun and dream, right? And then finally, RS Spaceball. I guess it's just R Spaceball. I always screw that up. He says, obviously, Daniel Bryan would be ideal. I think Bray Wyatt is the only current roster member who makes sense. I'm just not sure how to book the story going forward. My only other long shot is maybe Mark Henry or Big Show. I figure both are about to retire and the company could give them a last hurrah. I'd rather see Henry go full heel like he did with that amazing I'm retiring story a few years back. I know you said long shots here. I mean, I guess it's wrestling, never say never, but I don't, and again, you did say long shot, I don't see it happening. I will say that the scenario I've come up with for, if it's not one of the big expected three of Reigns, Lesnar, even Hunter, then I think it would be because maybe they have Undertaker's last match. Maybe they know Undertaker's retiring. That's going to headline. Maybe they have Rock doing something, whether it's teaming with Ronda Rousey to go against Triple H and Stephanie, or working a singles match against Hunter or even Brock. Whatever, you know, if there's a scenario where there's one or two matches that they feel are bigger than the title and they don't need the title to be in the spotlight, well, maybe that opens the door for something. Maybe then, so it's not like the World Heavyweight Championship match is the true main event of WrestleMania or the one featured on, you know, on the marquee. It really is just, it's part of a triple main event. Well, you know, that there is certainly room for taking a wrestler who you wouldn't see as being part of a triple main event without the title and giving him the title. You know, I think there is a scenario where you can do that. It doesn't seem to be Vince's style, but I like it. I think it could be a lot of fun. But again, I think you have to have the right matches on top of the show in order to make that happen. So I mentioned AJ Styles would be my choice, but you know, if Daniel Bryan is cleared, I do want to add that on the off chance he's cleared, and it's not like we're hearing anything. I think if there's just a lot of fan hope and speculation as much as anything, yeah, I would. Whether he wins it or not, I don't think he has to win it. And I know that sounds crazy because of the crowd reaction the last couple of years, but I do think you could have Daniel Bryan eliminate Brock Lesnar from the Rumble. And what a moment that would be. And then in order to get Bryan out of there, in a satisfying way, I think, you have Brock Lesnar get angry and pull him to ringside and they brawl. And they have a pull apart. That sets up WrestleMania. That leaves people excited about what Daniel Bryan is doing at WrestleMania. It doesn't leave people bitter and angry that he had this, you know, throwaway exit as they've done with him in the past, or just not even in the Rumble match at all. They'll get away with that this year. No one's expecting him in the Rumble aside from fan, like, you know, hopes and wishes. But I think that would be a really cool way. And then that opens the door to doing whatever they want. Well, even if it's Triple H winning the Rumble at the, you know, entering number 30 or whatever, and you have Daniel Bryan in the match, but he's also eliminated from the match, and I don't think the crowd would be livid the rest of the night, you know, mad that Daniel Bryan didn't win, because I think there's a cool angle to be done there with Brock Lesnar and Daniel Bryan to set up that dream David versus Goliath type of showdown. The new question of the week: if you can only pick one wrestler, which NXT wrestler would you like to see enter the Royal Rumble match and why? And keep in mind that you can list none as an answer. If that's you're just like, I don't want to see any NXT talent in there, whatever your reason, you certainly can. I normally read the results of these on Monday, but because of the Rumble being on Sunday, I will try to remember to get those out on Friday. But as always, members, you can submit your responses in the membersforum.net audio section, the new audio section right below all of us staff writers. You can't miss it. I will have that in there and ready to go by the time you hear this. So feel free. And if you can, if you think about it, include even just your real first name would be nice, because then I don't have to read a bunch of like GDT1985. hey, I did it pretty well that time. And then I butcher our Spaceball. Go figure. But that is going to do it for today, everyone. The members will be hearing my Q&A audio show coming up later today, in which I answer a bunch of their pro wrestling questions, followed by, at the very end, some non-wrestling fun. And my WWE Raw audio review will be available to .NET members later tonight. And I will be by tomorrow with the WWE Raw hit list for you guys and some bonus thoughts on Raw and whatever else is going on in this crazy industry. Please remember to subscribe to the Daily Podcast, and if you have a chance, please rate and review us on iTunes or anywhere else that, I guess, allows such reviews. It's very helpful in spreading the word about this, and it's very much appreciated. But that is going to do it, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.